he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, whenever you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. Well, fear is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Well, fear is a liar. He'll rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fears in the fire. 'Cause fear, he is a liar. When he told you you were troubled, you'll never be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace could never change. Well, fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Well, fear, he is a liar. He'll use up your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. 'Cause fear, he is a liar. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall and cleanse all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Well, fear is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Well, fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. 'Cause fear, he is a liar.
Good morning. Today is May 29th, Ascension Sunday. We're planning to have our church picnics next Sunday, June 5th. If you plan to come, you can bring friends, and you can sign up at the Welcome Center. Some people have been emailing in that they're coming, so we've been signing them up. But if you aren't signed up, please do. And bring a salad or dessert in proportion to how many are coming with you. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. The nursery will be open this morning for those from infant to 3 years old. Our ARC Sunday School is for ages 4 to grade 5, and they'll be dismissed after this morning's singing. Our ladies group will continue Wednesday mornings at 9:30. Our youth meets Wednesday night from 7-8:30 p.m. We continue taking registrations for Summer Jam, which runs August 15th, 19th. You'll see more things up, like in the front when you came in this morning. There was a sign there. When you go out today, you'll see a bulletin board back out there of things that they're looking for supplies. And if you want to get, purchase those supplies on behalf of Summer Jam, you just take the flyer with you, purchase it, and then when you come back, you bring the flyer back with the things you purchased. We want to thank all those that came out yesterday to do work around the church. It was incredible, all the things that were accomplished, and we're so grateful. We can't do it without us, the church, doing things, and so very thankful for all people's help. That's all the announcements this morning.
When the night comes, when you're all alone, when there's trouble stirring in your soul, and if the world is falling apart, just hold on till the morning break of dawn. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. When the deepest sorrow weighs on your heart, when you praise for answers, but the answers never come, for every tear that you cry, there's a promise He'll make your burdens light. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. Come and lay your burden down. Come and lay your hope. When we see Him face to face, all our worries will surely fade away. In the presence of His glorious light, we'll sing hallelujah to the One who gave His life. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. To the place at the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. Come and lay your burdens down. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did the grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word, my hope secure. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbears to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever
mine. Bless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, my soul, Our kids are dismissed, and you can greet each other.
I'm sweating now, man. I'm just stressed, eh?
I'm going to scare my teeth up all out. They're not in real tight. Hope nobody heard that. Hey, Ern.
Hi. How you doing? You look good. Praise God for Sundays, man. I put 85, almost $100 in my gas tank, and it took it up to 3/4 of a tank. It's crazy. Hopefully I get a job around Morinville, then I take my bike.
We'll be using Psalm 86 to guide our prayers this morning. Hear Hear the words of David in Psalm 86, 8 to 10. No pagan God is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you. Lord, they'll praise your holy name. For you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Come this morning and express your devotion and love for this amazing and wonderful God that we serve. Thank you, God, for the warmth of the sun. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Confession, we hear the words in verse 11, teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so that I can honor you. Are we spending time reading the Bible and having these living words transform the way we live? Let us confess our failures to pursue his truth with all of ourselves. O Lord, grant us purity of heart. God, thank you for the relief and freedom that you bring with forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, our hearts overflow with the words in verse 12 and 13. With all my heart, I'll praise you, O Lord, my God. I'll give glory to your name forever. For your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death. We're children drenched in the love of God. How has his love marked your life this week? In thanksgiving, let us bring these instances before our God. Thank you, God, for our life of breath, for our friends, for the joy that we could experience in you. Supplication. Listen to David's confidence in God's readiness to answer our prayers in verse 5 and 7. O Lord, you're so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I'll call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. Are you in trouble today? Is there an urgency in your request for help? Perhaps this urgency is on behalf of someone else. God is closely listening, ready to answer. Bring these requests before him now. We pray for Cynthia and Jill, for Bonnie and Dwayne, for Clay and Tammy, for Matthew and Trina, Ray and Rowena, for Judith and Danny, for Gloria and Jerry, for Brian and Rita, for Karen and Kaylin and Remy, for Connie and Jim, for Marcia, Neville, Michelle, for Ernie and Marie, and then some countries around the world, Kyrgyzstan, Lebanon, Malaysia, Nepal, for the Ukraine, God, we pray for peace and the end of war, the end of loss of life. We pray for the United States and for Canada, for you to do your work and healing in our land. And then the unspoken requests, the many things that we don't have control over. And we turn to our good God who knows us like no other, who loves us. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. 2 Corinthians 5, 1-10. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave the earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please him, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will even receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. For my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Oh, do you remember when you mocked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you look in below, it's worse than the now. Oh, there's pushing and shoving and crowding my mind. So, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, is all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today.